that ye love one another. Elder Henry D. Taylor, Henry D. Taylor, Conference Report, October 1959, pages 98-99, The Calling of Brother Moyle to the First Presidency, and that of President Hunter to the Council of the Twelve, is added evidence, my brethren and sisters, that this church is guided and directed by revelation and by inspiration. These are two wonderful men. I know the Lord has a great mission for them to perform. We live today, my brethren and sisters, in a world of unrest and insecurity, where mistrust, suspicion, and disloyalty exist between nations as well as among individuals. Loyalty to oneself and to the principles he believes to be true is a noble virtue. In Shakespeare's Hamlet is expressed this impressive thought, to thine own self be true, and it must follow, as the night the day, thou canst not then be false to any man. Latter-day Saints should be taught early in youth the fundamental principles of the gospel. These teachings of the Savior, if observed, will serve as an anchor and guide throughout life, and bring happiness to the individual. We have been privileged to come to this earth to be tested and proved, to see if we will be loyal and true to the commandments given by our Heavenly Father. We have the responsibility of being loyal to righteous and correct principles. Satan and his followers are zealous and loyal, but to causes and principles which are unrighteous and opposed to the will of our Heavenly Father. There are two opposing forces operating to win the souls of the children of men, one force for good, and one for evil. The prophet Mormon gave a test that may be applied in determining one from the other, when he said, "Wherefore, all things which are good cometh of God, and that which is evil cometh of the devil. For the devil is an enemy unto God, and fighteth against him continually. For behold, the Spirit of Christ is given to every man, that he may know good from evil." Through righteous living we may have the companionship of the Holy Spirit, which will assist us in discerning right from wrong, good from evil. Joseph Smith was permitted to behold the contrast between the glory of God and the power of darkness and received this explanation. All this is shown, the good and the evil, the holy and impure, the glory of God and the power of darkness, that you may know hereafter the two powers and never be influenced or overcome by that wicked one. You have beheld the power of God manifested in the power of Satan, and you see that there is nothing that is desirable in the works of darkness, that they cannot bring happiness, that those who are overcome therewith are miserable, while on the other hand the righteous are blessed with peace in the kingdom of God where joy unspeakable surrounds them. The Savior came to earth with a mission to perform. He was loyal to the confidence and trust placed in him. This was in spite of his awareness of the magnitude of his mission, including the atonement. As the hour of the betrayal and his great sacrifice drew near, he entered the Garden of Gethsemane, and in anguish prayed to our Heavenly Father, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless not as I will, but as thou wilt. The prophet Joseph Smith fully realized the fate that awaited him and could have undoubtedly escaped martyrdom by going west beyond the reach of his enemies. Rather, he chose to return to Nauvoo and Carthage, being loyal to the saints he loved so dearly, and who returned his love and affection. Many of his associates pleaded for the privilege of accompanying him and his brother Hiram to the jail, aware that death could easily result. Willard Richards and John Taylor were granted this permission, and when the armed mob stormed the jail, they fought valiantly with all their might and strength to defend the prophet and Hiram. John Taylor was seriously wounded in the assault. This display of loyalty and affection could well impress and inspire each of us. These men were ready to give their very lives for those they loved. They believed the words of the Savior when he said, "This is my commandment, that ye love one another, as I have loved you." Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. As we come into your stakes each week to attend quarterly conferences, we are deeply impressed with the devotion, steadfastness, and firmness of you good people in the wards, stakes, and missions of the church. We are pleased to observe your love and loyalty for the gospel and for the inspired leaders of the church and of your desire to sustain them and assist them in building up the kingdom of God here upon the earth. To President McKay and the other brethren in the First Presidency, I express my love, and pledge them my loyalty and support. I sustain them with all my heart. May we all be blessed with the ability to discern good from evil and have the courage and desire to be loyal to those principles which are righteous. I humbly pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.